Boston's professional athletes are hitting pause on their seasons as a way to protest police violence against Black Americans. Tonight's playoff game between the Bruins and the Lightning has been postponed. Last night's game between the Red Sox and Blue Jays was called off after the players opted not to play. Sox manager Ron Renicki got emotional talking about locker room conversations led by Black players on taking a stand, saying the players are using their platform to force conversations about systemic racism.
You know, if you're a kid and you turn on the TV tonight and you don't see that we're playing, and you ask your parents why aren't the Red Sox playing, I hope the parents have a serious discussion with their kids and tell them what's going on, or explain what's going on, because we need to discuss these things more. We need to listen more. And that's the only way that we're going to change.
This movement started with basketball. The Celtics and the Raptors chose not to play Game 1 of their playoff series last night as they wrestle with what to do. The team may be in that so-called bubble right now, isolating all games in Florida, but as WBUR's Adrian Ma reports now, their efforts to draw attention to the issue are resonating.
In a video posted by the franchise, the Celtics' Jaylen Brown says he saw the recording of the officer shooting Jacob Blake, and now he can't unsee it.
People post my jersey all the time, number 7. And every time I look at my jersey now, what I see is, you know, a Black man being shot 7 times.
The Celtics were scheduled to play Game 1 against the Toronto Raptors yesterday, but that game got postponed after players discussed boycotting it. And even the rest of the season. Some felt playing wouldn't be right. At a basketball court over in Boston's Alston neighborhood, Stephen Gates says he supports what the players are trying to do.
I feel like the players right now are kind of restricted being in that bubble, and I feel like maybe delaying the playoffs or maybe even possibly leaving, if that's one way they want to voice their opinion right now, is delaying the playoffs, I'm totally for that.
And to those who criticize the athletes for speaking out?
I think people should just take a step back and listen to what these guys are trying to say and think about what they're trying to say and really try to educate themselves on the, you know, racial justice issues going on in the country right now.
On social media, there are plenty of Celtics fans for and against the players protesting. But, you know, it's not just the fans they're speaking to. Abby Chin of NBC Sports Boston says they're also trying to put pressure on the people in the front office.
These owners, we know, are some of the most powerful and wealthiest people in America, and they can actually wield their power for good, and I think that's what the players are looking for.
And with billions in advertising and TV deals at stake, those owners are probably listening pretty hard right now. Of course, if the players don't play, they can lose that on pay too.
There are very real financial consequences for everyone involved.
With all of this swirling around, Chin says other sports are taking notice. The National Hockey League has postponed 2 days of playoff games, including Game 4 of the Bruins-Tampa Bay series. And the Red Sox and Blue Jays postponed their game last night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.